104.7 The Drive. We are Denver's urban alternative. Good morning to you. My name is Sugar Bear. I'm Lamolly. Oh, I got to put you on the right mic, huh?
Hi, I'm Lamolly.
There you are. You see your three and your four microphone. She's here. It's Community Corner. This is when we highlight people, organizations, artists doing great things in this great community that we live in. Our two guests today, Jaleesha McIntosh, Executive Director of the Colorado Black Arts Festival and organizer Cameron Simmons. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. It's our pleasure. Okay, there's a lot going on. We got to talk about this. I remember this from last year. Colorado Celebration of African American Arts and Culture for the 39th annual Colorado Black Arts Festival. This is an amazing thing. 39 years. Talk about that a little bit and how important that is.
Yes. So we started in 1986. Our first festival was hosted by a small group of artists that really just wanted to come together to showcase visual art from the lens of the Black experience. Mm. And at the time in the 80s, there wasn't a lot of opportunities afforded to people of color to showcase their work in art spaces here in Denver. And so they wanted to come together and bring awareness to the arts for Black visual artists to our community. And so 86 was our first festival. And then from there, it just grew. It was one of the largest in the nation in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
If you're a native, I went to the festival growing up. My mom took me and my cousins. And so it just became this tradition that has just maintained over time. And fast forward now to 2025, we're now going into our 39 years of celebrating arts and culture in Denver and expanded to Colorado now. We started as Denver Black Arts Festival and then transition to Colorado because we realize we are expanded on within the state. And so we changed it to Colorado Black Arts Festival so we can incorporate more people into our celebration.
It's broad. We love that. Cameron, talk about the community part. This is a 3-day celebration, by the way. As she mentioned, arts, culture, and more, the community part. Talk about that, the importance, because everyone gets together. My first one was last year, and it was really great. Yeah, I'd never been. I've only moved here for 3 years. So that was my first one. I'm looking forward to this. But talk about the community, that aspect of it, and how everyone just gets together. And it's just a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. I think the community part of it is the foundation of the Black Arts Festival. Honestly, yesterday I was doing a project where I had to write out community. And what I didn't realize, and y'all are probably going to laugh, but there's unity really in community.
Come on now. Let's talk about
unity
it.
Within that community. Mm-hmm. And so really this is about coming together, bringing our shared experiences, bringing our memories, bringing our ways of showing our experiences and showing our arts, and just sharing it with everyone, not just the Black community, but with all of our Denver, our Colorado community, and saying, we are here, we are special, we are unique. It's also a way that we continue to bring our history and our culture into this space. I think it's very important for us to realize that right now, it's very important for us to come together and for us to bridge the gap, for us to share that we are important and that we have unique ways that we want to portray and that we want to show our communities that we're here.
Mm. Yeah, and provide further understanding of one another.
Yeah.
So we welcome all into our festival grounds so that we can share in some of our commonalities, right? I think we forget that a lot of cultural experiences that of the African diaspora have created a lot of influence on society, where you look at music and where you look at food, when you look at fashion, right? And so part of our theme is the we are, and we're sharing in that, you know, and understanding and welcoming everyone in to know that as a Black culture, Black experience, we're not a monolith. We often get put into a box. And we want to share that we are of the African diaspora. And so when we share that, that is Afro-Latinx community, Afro-Mexican, Afro-Cuban, and really just starting to explore some of those areas in which kind of how we got to the theme of we are this year in our working session for it. And so it's just creating opportunities for further understanding one another.
So kind of jumping off of that, and maybe the answer is not that different, but can you talk a little bit about like how important it is to have, because Colorado's good for an art festival. Yes. There's a lot of them. So having one specifically for the Black experience, for Black art, like, what does that mean?
That's a really great question. I think that in order for us to really show who we are, like, art is universal. Everyone understands art. Mm-hmm. And so when we create festivals like the Black Arts Festival that focuses predominantly on the arts, we are able to share almost non-verbally who we are. And what Cameron was saying, in community as well as individuals, right? And separate, really looking into that of who we are in diversity. And so I feel like Black arts is important because you don't really see a lot of Black artists around, especially in Colorado. We're not like the heavy metros where you see like Atlanta and things like that. So it takes a little bit more for our artists to really be brought to the forefront and allow the opportunities to be able to showcase their work. And that's not just our seasoned artists, but that's also our up and coming artists. So how can CBAF begin to create this platform for artists from all walks that share the Black experience, or the African diaspora, I should say, to really be engaged and uplifted in this space? And how can our connections through the Black Arts Festival bring them to the forefront and bring them that exposure? So that's why I think it's super important. And when you look at a lot of our communities, art's not at the forefront.
Yeah.
You know, I won't touch on that, but we'll just say it's not at the forefront. And I think a lot of our kids could use art as an outlet, not even just kids, adult. When you look at health and wellness, when you look at education and learning, and really start connecting back to our roots and who we are. I think that's what CBAF, or the Colorado Celebration of African American Arts and Culture, should be doing as an umbrella.
Yeah, that's beautiful, because, you know, sometimes you might like doodle or whatever, you like to paint, but seeing someone that looks like you,
that's right,
out there doing it, then it feels possible, like, oh, I could do that.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference.
So talk a little bit about this year's festival. I read there's 80 local artists, plus you've got 4 stages of live entertainment. Mm-hmm. So what can people expect? Who's going to be there?
Yeah.
So we have a wonderful lineup. We have 3 stages within the festival. So we have our Kumba stage, which is our main stage. We have our awesome Adam Hawley that will be presenting just a great time, a great vibe on Saturday. We also have Youth Fest on Friday. We're featuring local youth artists. We have local youth DJs, local youth dance groups.
That's beautiful.
Local youth singers and poets. And so we want to encourage our youth to come out on that Friday, youth and parents to come out on that Friday and really just celebrate and enjoy. We have our gospel stage on Sunday that's really going to focus on the history of gospel music. It's going to go through kind of the lineage from the early gospel music of telling stories in the slave fields to our current contemporary gospel music, and bringing some local and national artists there as well. We'll have Brother Jeff stage on Saturday, where we're bringing our African drummers and our dancers, and making sure that we bring that African continent, that culture, to us to say, hey, this is also part of our history. We're bringing the culture from Africa here, and what does that look like? So we're very excited for the numerous acts, specifically Adam Hawley as our main headliner this year, who's going to bring the heat. So please come and celebrate in that way.
Nice. Okay, what's the date on that? And this is open to the public, correct?
Open to the public. The festival is July 11th through the 13th in City Park West. So
City
we're
Park
off
West.
Of 17th in York, on the other side of the backside of the pavilion. So people get lost sometimes, but you can't miss us because it's a lot of people and a good time.
No, it's great. Mm-hmm. Talk about the support a little bit. How can people support? Where can they go to be involved with what you guys are doing? If they want to know more, if they're curious, give them that information as well.
Absolutely. We would love to invite you to check out our website, colbaf.org, colbaf.org. That's where you can see all that's going on with our festival. You can learn a little bit more about how we've started. You can also volunteer if you're looking for an opportunity to get more involved. You can also check out our Instagram and our social media, Colorado Black Arts Fest. We would love to have you follow us to keep up with what's going on, to get the latest and greatest insights and updates. And then follow us on Facebook, Colorado Black Arts Fest. That's also where you can get some additional information and check out how you can get involved with us there.
Yes, and you can also support us through Colorado Gives, which is a huge platform for us online. So you can just search Colorado Gives and then search Colorado Black Arts Festival to support.
Beautiful. Okay, put this on your calendar, July 11th through the 13th. This is going to be an amazing event. I can't wait to go this year. Again, my first one was last year. Now I'm looking forward to see how it's expanded. And congratulations. This is an amazing thing that you guys are doing for the community.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You
we're
so
excited.
Much.
It's going to be a good
we're
year.
We're excited about it as well. Jaleesa and Cameron, thank you for stopping by Community Corner.
Thank you.
It's 104.7 The Drop.